Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, bringing us a clear, cool start to the day across the region with mainly 40s as overnight lows. Some places are already rebounding back into the lower 50s this morning. With that high building in, we'll have a gusty northwest breeze today, and it could be a bit chilly for some. Otherwise, we'll have that strong June sun warming us up through the 50s and 60s, and we'll have an average high temperature throughout the region of just about to around 70 degrees. With that high in control tonight, skies will be clear again, and we'll have another cool night with temperatures back into the lower 40s on average. Some of the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains may even get down close to freezing by tomorrow morning. Sunshine will dominate the morning hours again tomorrow, but as that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, the door will open for some clouds to flow in. And as we get through the rest of the day, we'll see the clouds thicken, but it'll stay dry and it'll be a bit milder with highs reaching the lower to middle 70s. On Thursday, a system will approach from the Great Lakes with more clouds and even a chance of a few showers as a weak disturbance moves through. Because of the cloud cover, temperatures will be held back a bit and only reach into the upper 60s. A stronger storm will develop in the Tennessee Valley and bring more clouds on Thursday night and a good chance of a steadier rain on Friday as it heads up toward the eastern seaboard. With the rain, high temperatures on Friday will be right around 70 degrees. It looks like this system will linger around into the weekend with a good chance at a few showers on Saturday and even a couple of showers on Sunday. Highs over the weekend will be in the lower 70s. And on Monday, another system will bring us a renewed chance for showers with highs staying in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the central and southern plains into a small part of the mid-Mississippi Valley. The atmosphere will likely become moderately to strongly unstable along and south of a front from southern Kansas into Oklahoma and northwestern Texas with daytime heating. While some storms may organize into supercells, convective clusters are more likely, which will be supported by a strengthening low-level jet stream. Damaging wind and hail will be the primary threats. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Freeport, Grand Bahama, in the Bahamas at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Kars, Turkey, at 7:50 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 28 degrees with a northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 40, 68% relative humidity, a west wind at 14, gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature 61, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month 12 hundredths, which is 27 hundredths below normal, and 14.86 inches for the year, which is 31 hundredths below normal. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month, which is 7 below normal, and 6,265 for the season, which is 374 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 75 degrees. The average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1919. And the record low, 36, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m. 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy and a bit cool today with highs in the 60s to around 70. Clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s, perhaps even below freezing across the high peaks. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, and a bit cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, and comfortably cool today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, breezy, and a bit cool today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, a bit milder, lower to mid 70s. More clouds on Thursday, scattered showers in the upper 60s. Cloudy with rain likely on Friday around 70. A good chance of showers Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. Still the risk of a few showers Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 70s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers again Monday with highs staying in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.